SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Six U.S. Capitol Police officers were injured Wednesday night by anti-Israel protesters who were violently trying to force their way into the Democratic National Convention headquarters in Washington, D.C. Capitol Hill was shut down due to that riot. At the APEC meeting Wednesday, President Biden reiterated his desire to keep the lines of communication open with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
In the months ahead, we're going to continue to preserve and pursue high-level diplomacy at the PRC in both directions to keep the lines of communication open, including between President Xi and me. He and I agreed that each one of us could pick up the phone, call directly, and we'd be heard immediately.
On another topic, Mr. Biden also said the Israel war in Gaza will stop when Hamas no longer maintains the capacity to murder. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says Israel's in a tough position with terror group Hamas hiding leaders and fighters inside Gaza's biggest hospital.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that to sustain themselves. But again, this means they have an added burden here because it is a hospital, because there are real patients and real doctors and real nurses that have nothing to do with this fight. That need to be protected as much as possible.
Also at SRNnews.com, the president announces more judicial nominations.
In his push to diversify federal judgeships, the president announced five new nominees, including the first Muslim American on any circuit court. Another judicial nominee is Service Employees International Union General Counsel Nicole Berner. If confirmed by the Senate, Berner would be the first openly LGBTQ judge on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president also nominated judges who would serve in Indiana and Oregon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A Virginia school board allows prayer.
Back in August, a local woman attended a meeting of the Suffolk Public Schools Board and during her allotted comment time, tried to offer a brief prayer for the board members. She was quickly cut off by board chair Tyron Riddick, who said prayer was not allowed. This prompted a bunch of people in the audience to start reciting the Lord's Prayer as the woman was kicked out. Christian legal groups got involved, and now the board says prayer will be allowed in the future. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Four Christians who were arrested for their faith have been set free in Vietnam. International Christian Concern says the authorities have warned the four not to practice their faith anymore, an injunction the believers say they will not obey. The vast majority of Vietnamese are pagans or non-religious, and the communist government is officially atheist. The country officially guarantees religious freedom, but in practice, Christians are regularly persecuted. This is SRN News. Israel's military takes a calculated risk in entering a major hospital in Gaza. The latest from the Media Alliance, Felice Friedson.
While no one suggests the Israel-Hamas war is coming to a close, 40 days into hostilities, Israel finds itself at a crossroads after the U.S. confirmed its accusations that Hamas runs its terrorist enterprise from underground bunkers beneath Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa. In the early hours Wednesday, the Israeli army began a dangerous and complicated operation to dismantle five subterranean buildings beneath the hospital. Experts say at stake is more than overrunning an objective. If terrorists and hostages were able to escape during the humanitarian time to save civilians and therefore comes up empty, the orchestrated worldwide anti-Israel protests will feast upon the remnants of Israel's image. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.